Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Tiburon tangles over zoning. Santa Clara protects its immigrants. A new report warns of dire circumstances for regional public transit. And the city of San Rafael embraces new public art. A California appeals court has ruled largely in favor of the town of Tiburon in a closely watched housing and land use dispute. The case centered around Tiburon's update to its general plan, including a state-required housing element that must plan for future growth. To meet its obligation to add 639 housing units, Tiburon rezoned 17 sites. They include a single 9-acre parcel known as Site H. It's on the main road along the peninsula's north side called Paradise Drive. Opponents argued the town should have conducted a site-specific environmental review for that parcel. The appeals court disagreed, finding that the planning stage town-wide review was sufficient. The court said future building projects would likely still face environmental scrutiny, although exactly how remains uncertain. In preparation for the Super Bowl, the Santa Clara City Council last week unanimously approved a statement backing immigrants. It adopted a policy barring U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from using city property for enforcement activities. The move came amid months of concern from residents about a possible ICE presence tied to Sunday's Super Bowl game. The policy took effect immediately. City employees installed signs at applicable public spaces. The city also offered a template of signs for private property owners, businesses, and residents who want to impose similar restrictions. Council member Kevin Park said remaining silent would have been irresponsible given Santa Clara's role as the host city. Beginning in 2027, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System could shutter up to 15 stations and eliminate the blue line between Daly City and Dublin Pleasanton. That's unless voters approve a November sales tax measure to support the system, which includes BART, AC Transit, Caltrain, and San Francisco Muni. The grim forecast was released last week by the BART Board of Directors. It illustrates what could be at stake without the roughly $1 billion a year in extra tax income. That's equivalent to the agency's annual budget, despite a $500 million state loan it recently received to get by in the short term. The measure, called Connect the Bay, would increase the sales tax in the counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and San Mateo by a half cent, and in San Francisco by 1 cent for 14 years. BART has been grappling with enormous budget deficits amid plunging ridership during the 2020 pandemic and the weaning of financial support from the federal government. The agency has been running yearly deficits of about 30%. Exuberant color and form are on its way to San Rafael. Last week, the City Council approved 5 new public art installations. 3 large-scale murals and 2 sculptures will be installed at city-owned sites throughout downtown. The works were selected from nearly 200 artists nationwide through a juried process that included public input. Installations are expected to roll out from spring through summer. Highlights include a 2,000-square-foot mural on the C Street garage, an animal-inspired mural on 2nd Street, a water-inspired tile mural on the City Plaza courtyard fountain, and 2 stainless steel sculptures near City Hall and 4th Street. The projects are funded by a state arts grant supporting the downtown San Rafael Arts District. The city will assume responsibility for long-term care once the installations are complete. When the Sausalito City Council declared February as Black History Month last week, Black businessman and foundation leader Malaroy Gaston dedicated the event to historical figure Joseph Henry James, who co-founded the Marin County chapter of the NAACP. James was a Black Marin ship welder during World War II. He challenged discriminatory union practices in the shipyards all the way to the Supreme Court. Gaston then urged the city to expand opportunities for supporting and growing minority businesses in Sausalito. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.